Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to Rachel Uncensored, the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. Hi, I'm Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with my best friend, Joy Woodmansey.
Hello.
Let's change your last name.
Yes.
What should we name it to?
What should we name it to? Change
Shut
it
up.
To?
What
should
Shut we up. Change it to? We are so tired.
What should we name it to?
What should we name it to?
Hmm.
What should we name? Question of the day. What should we change your last name to?
Joy.
Are you going like stripper name or like elegant or what are you doing? What's like, your brain?
Like when you hear that name, yeah, she sounds like she's probably famous. Who's that? Like what movie was she in?
Oh, okay.
Joy.
For some reason, I just wanted to say Ronaldo.
Ronaldo? Joy Ronaldo?
That's terrible.
No.
That's terrible. It's a terrible stage name. Joy.
Joy.
Woods, you could just go
Joy
Woodsy.
Johnson.
Joy Johnson?
It's got to be like a double J, I feel like.
Oh, I was going to say Joy Woodsy.
Yeah.
Like just kind of make a spin on your last name.
Joy Woodsy. My
Joy Smith.
My biological last name would have been Jackson.
Joy Jackson?
Yeah.
That's a Joy good
Jackson.
One.
Yeah.
Just call Not me bad. Joy Jackson. I am for real.
Never
meant to make your doctor cry. I apologize a trillion times.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Okay. That was good. That was great.
Yeah,
that was so good. I am here today with Joy Jackson. I dig that.
Yeah, you like that? It's nice.
I'm going to stick
it's
with that.
Bad.
It's a pretty
bad.
Good one.
Yeah, it's not bad.
And it is. It
Call me JJ for short.
JJ?
Yeah.
Would that be your DJ name? We were trying to come up with my DJ name.
Yeah.
Because we hate where we live. All of the DJs, anywhere there's a good bar, has a crappy DJ.
Yeah.
And the places with good DJs are like
crappy
not
bars.
The safest. Did I tell you that?
Not the safest. Yeah.
I told you about the bar fight, right? Yeah, you were there.
The one I was there
you
for?
You were there. I was like, why did I
the
not tell
The one I was
George?
Hiding behind you for?
Yes. Yes, you were hiding behind me at the bar fight. So there's a few bars that we like to hang out with. The vibe is right for us. But the DJs are just these hipster dudes that just play music for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And no one is dancing.
No one.
No one is dancing on the dance floor.
You might come across one song that gets people moving for about 20 seconds.
And then they switch it.
And it changes to something that makes no sense with the song you were just playing.
And then when you're a DJ, there should never be a moment of silence unless it's to wait for a beat to drop.
Yeah, there are a lot of moments of silences too. Where
like,
people just look up. What is happening?
They're just switching songs. Bro, no. You don't. You can't go like end of song, wait 5 seconds and then play a new one.
Yeah, we need a change.
You have to make it glide.
Mm-mm.
You have to do a transition.
It has to be so smooth that it goes from like everyone singing the words to like, whoa. And
like,
people
like they
just
don't
start
even realize a different song is
exactly,
on.
Exactly.
So I decided the other night that I want to become a DJ. Just so I can DJ for my friends.
That would be awesome.
And we were trying to come up with my DJ name. And one of our friends said, reggae. And like, but then Abby was like, but she's not going to play reggae music.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
So Abby said, DJ Ray Ray.
DJ Ray Ray.
And I was like, that's not bad. But
I
want it to be a little bit better. Like DJ Baller.
I like our baller. Baller.
Yeah, our baller.
I like our baller.
Oh, DJ our baller.
Wah, wah, wah.
See, I'd be a really
DJ
good
our baller
DJ.
In the house. DJ our baller in the house.
Wah, 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 wah.
You gotta like, yeah, you gotta see how it'll sound. Yeah.
I would make all my own. I wouldn't even have a mixer. I would just be up there with a microphone.
You're just up there making random noises.
Pew, pew.
But then low key start putting it in, like
yes,
make it really
it would
hard.
Be
yeah,
good.
That would.
So basically, long story short, I'm switching careers to be a local DJ where I will make $200 a night once a week.
Fast forward to 6 months from now. You remember the time I said I was going to be a DJ?
I'm never going to be a DJ, you guys. Or fast forward 6 months from now, I'm like alongside Pauly D.
Yeah, right, right. Like, I was going to say, do you have any friends that are DJs? Maybe they can give you the inside scoop.
Abby knows some.
Oh.
But I don't know. I don't.
Just get a little idea, a little taste.
Like, show me how to use the board. Oh, yeah. Lucy's one. Lucy knows how to DJ.
There you go.
Of course she does.
Just get a little idea of what it's like.
Yeah. If I just like, I feel like there's so many buttons.
There are a lot of buttons.
There's a lot of buttons.
There's a lot of things you can do.
I think I would just buy all that stuff and then just make a really cool playlist on Spotify and hit it, plug in an aux cord and just go from there.
I feel like there's got to be certain things you have to abide by because of copyright with music and your
own business. Not if you're a DJ. In a club, I don't think so. I feel like in a club, you're fine. If you were trying to put my mixes on Spotify, then there's copyright stuff.
Because I always thought that's why they only play certain clips or a certain amount of things and they have to put their own like mix into it, because I thought there was some sort of, because they're making money off of playing like other people's songs. So I thought there was some sort of copyright.
Well, that's the same as like if you just go to a bar and it's like on, like the bar's just playing like the radio or just playing Spotify.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I think maybe if you go to a festival, that's different.
Maybe.
Like you have to have your own mixes.
I don't know why I thought that.
I mean, you might be right. I might be very wrong.
I was like, should we look it up real quick just to see?
I mean, yeah. Say like,
what do we even ask
DJs? Can DJs play whatever songs they want?
Or like, are there copyright laws when it comes to being a DJ?
That is a really long thing to Google.
Are there copyright laws when it comes to being a DJ?
Let's find out.
You think I type my things?
I never voice to text.
While in a public setting, a DJ license is always required as long as someone else's copyright music is performed. If a performance is intended for a private audience, no permission is necessary. So if it's for a public audience, there are copyright.
Okay, so I'm thinking a private, like a bar hiring someone for a, is a bar hiring a DJ private or is that public?
Maybe private, because that would be private property, right? Because it's the bars. Yeah, I guess so. Okay. When I think private, I'm thinking like a wedding or something.
Yeah, that's a thing. Weddings are fine.
Yeah.
But a DJ license, so I just have to have a license?
Yeah, I guess so.
I have a license to drive.
If you want to use copyrighted music, you must obtain the necessary permissions or license. So I guess an all music is just.
Guys, here's the thing. I don't think I'm actually going to become a DJ, but
I just want to make sure you don't get sued. You know?
I don't think I'm going to get to the point where I'd actually be.
You're just playing for friends.
Yeah, I'm just playing for friends. I just want to do it in my living room at this point. Anyway, DJ Arballer.
Yes.
DJ Miss Arballer.
Or just tell us what you think. Maybe.
Yeah, what should my DJ name
maybe
be?
Somebody will come up with something really dope.
I liked the pun reggae, but I wouldn't be playing reggae music.
But it doesn't make sense if you're not playing reggae music. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. I'm playing the girly pop booty shaking music for the girls, the gays, and the theys.
Yeah.
I'm playing Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande, Meg Thee Stallion.
And then you take it back every once in a while to like the 90s and 2000s.
Oh, yeah. You got to play the classics.
Right.
But mix it a little bit with the now.
Right.
Who is the other person? What's the one? The Mean Girls. What's her name? Gay woman. Ooh. Renee Rapp. Oh. I could not think of her name just now. Goodness gracious. Those are the people I'd be playing.
Give me your intro, though. What song would you start with?
Oh, I haven't thought this far in advance.
On the spot, let's just see. Do you have the natural raw talent on the spot? Well, what's the song you're entering with?
Well, that's the thing. Is the dance floor already packed? Am I replacing a DJ or am I coming in when there's no one on the dance floor?
I'll set the scene for you.
Set the scene.
So it's like one of the bars downtown, like Saloon, right?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
All your friends are there, but we also have like the normal crowd that get drawn in, right?
Okay.
And like you're just about to walk out and they're like, yo, we have a new DJ tonight.
So is everyone on the dance floor already?
Yeah, already.
Oh, but then you gotta go in strong.
Some people are like buying drinks and you know. Because
if there's no one on the dance floor, you have to slowly
coax
them in.
But you already know if you're coming out and all your friends are there, like we're at least on the dance floor.
Oh.
And then you come out and you're just hitting with this one song at first.
I don't think I want to hit with the best song first.
No, it has to be a good intro song, though.
It has to do.
One of those ones that, you know, your friends know, but probably people in the bar are going to know, too.
I hit it with a Britney Spears song first.
Yeah, probably. Just really set the vibe strong.
Just hit it with It's Britney, Bitch. And then just fucking go. And the beat drops. Yeah. And it's not even her song. Or it could be that song. But like intro with... Because Britney Spears has really good intros to her songs.
It's Britney, Bitch. Woo, all these things. Like, from the taste of your lips.
Oh, baby, baby. Yeah, exactly. Bow, and then something else.
Just all these quick little like clips of things. Yes. That would be crazy.
And then it pops in. And I hate, why is this episode? I love it. Mm-hmm. I hate when DJs only stay on a song for 12 seconds.
Yeah.
Because you're like, finally, a song I know, you start dancing and then immediately switch.
Play the chorus, play the bridge, play like the best part.
One verse and then go.
Yeah.
Like you got to give people 30 to 45 seconds.
And every once in a while, like every 10 minutes, you got to play one good song like all the way through almost.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And then you like slowly start mixing into something else. People love when they can hear another song coming.
Yeah.
And like, that's awesome.
I hate it when you hear that and it doesn't come. It.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
That's really not cool.
So this was my announcement for my career change. I'm going to become a local DJ. You guys can come up with my name. And I'm just going to play Britney Spears, basically.
Yeah, perfect.
That's it.
Let's do it.
Oh, my God. All right. What I actually have planned for today is I asked you guys on Instagram to make assumptions about me. What are your assumptions about me? People do this often, but I'm going to have Joy here as someone to keep me truthful because sometimes you're unaware of your own things.
Okay.
Like someone's like, my assumption about you is you're stubborn. I'm like, I'm not stubborn. And you go, well, there's the thing is you are. So
here's this thing called a dictionary that you open up. And when you find the word stubborn in the S section, you will see a definition that says Rachel Ballinger.
I go into defending myself. I feel as though my stubbornness is for good reason. I'm never like, I don't want to do it.
Totally valid.
I'm never like, no, but I don't want Taco Bell. That's stupid.
But the assumption isn't, are you stubborn for good reason? It's just are you stubborn?
Yeah. But to me, that's not stubbornness.
Intelligence.
It's intelligence and morals.
I agree.
Like, when am I ever the person in the group is like, no, I don't want to do that because I don't feel like it. I don't want to eat that because I don't feel like it.
Not because you don't feel like it.
It's never. There's always a reasoning.
Yeah.
No, guys.
And the
we
reason
can't
is,
fly
is
to Paris
the,
right re- now.
The reason is usually no.
The reason. You fuck.
Because I said
the reason
so.
Is usually.
Rachel, take this shot with me. No.
Okay.
Rachel.
No, because.
No is no. Which is no is valid.
No is no, but I don't want to say. No, the reason. I'll be like, I'm not drinking right now. And then you'll keep going. And I'll be like, no, I've just said no. Finally. It's like,
mind
I don't want to be
going
hungover.
Means I ask one more time, usually a lot lighter. And I go.
Take a shot.
And you go, no. And then go, okay.
Okay. It's because.
But every once in a while, I try asking a second time.
Yeah.
I know the rules.
Yeah. I always have my reasonings for not taking
totally.
The shot.
Totally. I agree. I agree. I'm not disagreeing.
You're like, I'm not poking the bear.
No, I agree with that.
Okay.
Everything you're saying is true.
It is true.
Yeah.
But when I do make my decision.
I think being stubborn is a good thing. I do.
I only think if someone's just like, I don't feel like it and they're bringing the vibe of the group down.
Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah. No, I totally get that.
That's being stubborn. That's not good. Yes. There it is. Yeah. I think stubborn and selfish are often mixed, and that's why I don't want to be related
to stubborn. I love a sassy woman, especially like my sister's little niece. She's a little stubborn little girl. When she doesn't want to do something, she doesn't want to do it.
Yeah.
And I love that. I love it. Don't do it. If you don't want to do it, don't do it.
You follow your heart.
Yes.
All right. So before we start reading these, I think I'm just going to read them and you can react to them.
Great.
And then Abby was going to do this with us, but she threw her back out and she's down for the count.
Yeah.
She hopped like a bunny yesterday.
But don't worry. She's so beautiful.
She's so beautiful.
Still gorgeous.
Still very gorgeous. But she hopped like a bunny yesterday for Easter and she threw her back out. So she's chilling.
Oh,
she's
yeah. I wasn't chilling. Having none of that.
No, I waddled.
Every time, I can say T's name on here. Teeny.
Oh, Teeny's. Yes,
okay,
Teeny's name.
Teeny. Every time Teeny was like, Joy, aren't you a bunny? I would look at her and go, and she'd be like, you're fucking funny. And I'd be like, I was hopping on that part.
I
was like flipping her the bird every once in a while.
I was like, I'm not a bunny, I'm a bird, bitch.
It's just these titties weigh me down.
Oh, you can't bounce with those.
One day I will get that boob job.
You gonna give me them?
Yeah.
Take from you, put to me?
If I literally could do that,
I would take it.
I'd take a little. I would go do that right now.
I think everyone in the group could just take a little from you and you'd be good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Take it all.
No, I don't want all of that.
All.
That's too much.
Just leave me like an A36. We're good.
You want an A36?
I would be fine.
That's what I am.
Really? Yeah. Yeah, I'd be fine.
I got itty bitty titty.
Totally fine.
I got itty bitty titty. All right. Before. Can I ask what size you are right now?
They fluctuate depending on, like, you know, the season, but.
Oh, yes. That's fine.
As of right now, the last bra I got was like a, what was it? Double D 48, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's not, we are quite a few letters away from each other.
It's not fair.
I think that if you, I could go up to a B and you could go down to a C.
I'd at the most with like a B. Like if I had to go get a boob job, and because usually I get told when you get a boob job, the doctor will kind of tell you get like a little bit bigger than what you're expecting.
Mm-hmm.
When you're not getting like stuff put in.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, no, a B. And they're like, no, they're probably going to convince you to get maybe like a C. I'm like, yeah. No, you'd really have to convince me.
Well, I don't think you realize how different everything about you would change if you went down that drastically.
Well, when I was in my fit era for like 3 years and I was going to the gym like 3 times a day.
Oh my God, a goddess.
I still have the bra. My bra literally got down to like a B38.
That's a good size.
It was but they literally were like deflated water balloons. All my weight was just gone. But not a care in the world. I did not care.
Put them in a bra there.
Because you can wear a cute bra from Victoria's Secret that you don't have to take off.
Yeah.
And that's totally fine.
All right. Do you think we could do that if they could take some from you and put it into me?
I don't. I think you can only transfer it within your own body.
That's rude. Science.
I know. You can. They can literally attach arms and stuff, but you can't attach boobs.
She's got plenty.
My boobs on you.
Oh my God. Could you imagine? There are so many mask lesbians that have that boob and they hate it.
I'm not even capable of the reaction I want to give with that image. I just went through my.
I don't think. Abby would ever leave my chest.
I was just more so thinking of the color.
The color? Difference. Oh, I was thinking the size. I didn't think about.
I was literally thinking mine just being put on you.
That would look very strange.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
Let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today, and then we'll get into these assumptions. Sponsor. Skims is our sponsor for today. Everyone knows that finding a perfect t-shirt can be a challenge. Whether it's too big, too small, the fit is weirdly cut, or the quality is severely lacking. Luckily, I found the perfect t-shirt and it's at Skims. They have crop silhouettes for them femmes to long sleeves layering tees, and there's styles for everyone. I've been wearing Skims for over a year now, and I absolutely love the quality of everything I've gotten. It's silky smooth, it fits well, and my girlfriend always steals them from me. I absolutely love the cotton jersey t-shirt they sent me. It fits like an absolute dream. I wear it all the time. And my girlfriend stole the Skims soft smoothing t-shirt because it's extremely flattering, and she can wear it on casual errands or when she wants to dress up for the night. If you want to try them out, then shop Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes XXS to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that I sent you, that Rachel Uncensored sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Some of these were for Abby, as I was saying. Yes. So I'm not going to read some of these because okay. I want her to respond to them. She said once her back feels better, she runs to do a podcast. Things just keep getting in the way.
Totally.
Someone said, I assume you don't like crime/thriller movies or shows. The thing is, hold on, let Joy speak. She immediately was going to say something and I cut her off.
I thought this was going to be one of those things where first you just want me to go like true or false.
Yes, yes. You know what? Go true okay. or false. I don't.
True.
So the thing is, I don't like thriller or horror, but I like crime.
Okay.
But I'm not allowed to watch it because then I'll get bad dreams. So.
That's so funny.
I'm not allowed to.
I like it all.
You and Dylan's Abby are the same.
Dylan's like very, yeah, disturbed by how much I like it.
I
guess I can't even say that I don't like it. You want to know what it is?
What?
I do. I feel like, especially crime stuff, because I've always been very interested in crime stuff. I feel like it's a sense of preparation. Like I need to be aware of what is possible out there in the world. And then hearing how like either people have survived a situation or almost didn't survive a situation and what worked for them, it makes me feel prepared.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Because I've just, yeah.
I mean, Abby has had me listen to the weird podcasts where they're saying stuff. And I know that if you're in a car and you drive into an electrical pole and the wires are spewing about, don't get out of your car.
Exactly.
I did learn that from a podcast.
Exactly. The random things that you
really
learn
hope
from
I never
someone,
have to learn that. Yeah, do that.
The random things you learn from some of them are very interesting.
All right. Well, we've gotten one assumption down. Mm-hmm. Cigarette and lighter. Said you had to convince your ex-boyfriend not to vote for Trump. Do you think that's true or false?
I think it's false just because I don't think he even cared about voting.
He was actually extremely liberal, which really? Was kind of like I am very thankful for. We did share those beliefs.
Oh, wow.
Which you would look at him and you wouldn't think that.
Yeah.
And like,
were his parents or family?
His family was conservative, but I don't know who they voted for.
Okay, okay.
But we were both very Democratic liberal.
Wow.
Monica's assumption is that I always have nice breath.
I guess, yeah, because I've never noticed you not having nice breath.
I love having fresh breath. The only time I don't is in the mornings. I brush my teeth, obviously, right when I wake up. But I'll have coffee breath because I drink coffee. But then once Abby gets out of bed, I go brush my teeth again so that I have
don't
fresh
have
breath
coffee
again.
Breath.
Yeah. I always have like Tic Tacs with me.
Yeah. Well, you have really nice teeth too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I value my teeth and I like to smell good.
Yes.
I very much like to smell good.
You
I
do.
Always shower. I always make sure I'm reapplying deodorant, perfume, make my breath smell good. I never want to smell gross.
Yeah, you never do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That is an effort.
You're like always showering too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's an effort I take. So said that you're secretly engaged to Abby.
That's false.
The way you answered that is going to make so many people question it. Yeah, that's false.
That's false.
That's false.
Yeah.
People get headaches around you because you talk so loud.
Screaming.
I love when you do that. Joy whispers the word screaming.
I've never had a headache around you because you're talking too loud.
I can talk loud, but as I've aged, I have learned to pick up on cues and when I'm hurting people's ears. Usually when you're screaming, people will wince or like kind of start like straying. Their heads will start getting farther from you or they're like, they'll
or
start
people
talking
are slowly
quieter.
Leaving the room.
Yeah. Or they'll start talking quieter to give you the hint. I've picked up on that.
Or they're just going like, oh, uh-huh. Like they're just like starting to check out of the conversation.
You're like, oh, and I got to change my tone.
Yeah, right.
I'll notice Abby's eyes will kind of get big.
Yeah, when you emphasize something, I've seen that.
And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, it's really funny. Like, she'll try and show me like physically that I'm being too loud. And then when I take it down, I go, oh, okay. And I'll start talking softer. And then she just kind of giggles. Yeah, like,
when she goes, what are you saying to me? It's so funny. But it's probably not as big of a problem as they are assuming it is. You know, like you being excited and loud. Like everyone is excited and loud in our group for the most part.
I think I used to be a lot louder than I am now.
Yeah.
When Abby and I first started dating.
You've done a lot of growing.
I have.
From when we even first met.
Yes, I have.
It's crazy to look back on some of the videos and TikToks. I was looking back on them with And she was like, oh my God, it's crazy, like, how much younger she looks. Like, so, and that was only a few years ago. And I'm like, yeah. I know.
I'm a very different person. I have wrinkles now. Thank you.
No, as far as, like, just your style and, like, yeah. You don't wear glasses anymore. Like, yeah. You just look grown up.
I
look
very
up.
Different. I do. Yeah. Yes. And I've put a lot of work into myself.
Yeah.
I used to scream. When Abby and I first started dating, she'd be like, you're yelling. And now I haven't heard her say that in a very long time. And then for a while, I was like, don't say anything. Just, like, grab my thigh.
Yeah.
And so there was, like, a year of grabbing my thigh. And then now I'm like, I haven't gotten
a thigh grab.
A thigh grab in a while. So,
That's funny.
Someone says, their assumption is I'm very clean, but I have piles of stuff to quote unquote put away. I know this is true.
It's true. But it's not like piles. It's like small little grouped up organized things. You might have a little something on the table.
Dining room table.
Yeah, and then maybe a little something maybe by the front door.
Yes, I do. The dining room table, because the garage is attached from the house.
I was going to say, this area doesn't count.
No, my office doesn't count as anything. I don't even know what zone this is. But in the house. The
place says, hey, it's my apartment.
This is my apartment.
It's bachelor pad.
This is where we live. No, the house inside is a group area.
Yes.
So I make sure that I don't have messes. But because the house is detached from the garage, if it's nighttime or it's raining or I'm a little cold and things need to go into the garage and I don't want to make that 6 feet step outside to come into the garage, I put things on the dining room table that's next to the backyard, that's to the back door.
Totally.
So the dining room table will sometimes just get filled with things. And I test a lot of products. So sometimes it's just like a lot of products where I'm like, I don't even know where that goes.
Yeah.
Like, there's stuff I don't want to keep or, like, I'm going to give to someone.
And then eventually I come over and I go through it and go, hey, can I have this?
Take half of it. So I do. That is very – I am very clean in group areas.
You just sometimes have small little things.
Yeah. Like, we have a little bench at the edge of the bed. That's where a lot of, like, clothes go.
Yeah.
And then anything I need to take to the garage goes on the dining table. And then by the front door, it's, like, mail – boxes I have to break down.
Little
things here and there. But
it all gets done.
It all gets done.
That's the main point.
Yes. Someone's assumption is that I'm never serious.
No.
I can get serious. Yeah. It's not my go-to.
No, but you can be serious.
Yeah. I don't like doing it.
Mm-mm.
It's not fun.
But she looks good doing it.
You like it, don't you?
Yeah. No, but you can get serious. I've seen you serious a few times.
Yeah. It's kind of scary.
There's times where you need to do it.
I need to do it. It's not fun.
No.
You got to put your foot down sometimes in life.
But I think that's the right way to do it, where you're the majority of the time fun and the...
And that's why when I am serious, people are like,
take you serious.
Okay. This is not time to mess around.
Exactly.
And I think that when I cry, I have more power when I cry because I never actually cry.
Yes.
So if I get serious or I cry, people are like, oh.
Totally.
Listen up.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like when my friends get out of hand, I very rarely step in. But when I do, everyone's like, oh, okay, we're sorry. We're done.
Yeah.
We won't do it anymore. Sorry, totally. Mom.
That's why people turn to you when they need to get shit done.
Yeah. I guess because I'll get it done.
Yeah.
All right. Someone else said that you're really good at giving hugs.
Yes.
I think I am.
Yeah.
I think that's a flex of mine.
Yeah. I would say yes.
Yes. I like giving hugs.
Yes.
Sometimes I go up to Abby and I go, can I have a standing cuddle?
Aww.
Let's have a hug. I want a standing cuddle.
Aw, I love that.
I've rebranded it. Someone said, I assume that you had a pet spider and snake.
That's a no.
I did not. My brother did.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
No, I don't want that.
Mm-mm.
A joy saw me.
We couldn't be friends if you had a pet spider.
No.
Or I couldn't come over. I couldn't watch your animals.
No.
Spiders? Absolutely not. That thing, I'm sorry to people who have spiders. That thing would die in my presence. That's why I would have to tell you, I can't do it.
People have just started noticing, or not noticing, or this has come to, you know how the internet all learn something at the same time?
Yeah.
Have you seen the thing about the cranberry fields, how they harvest cranberries?
Mm-mm.
So as a natural pesticide, these cranberry fields, worker people, will use wolf spiders to be a natural pesticide for the cranberry fields. And then to get the cranberries, they flood the fields and all the cranberries come to the top. You know, like the ocean spray.
Oh, I've seen this. And they're just like throwing the spiders are crawling up them. And
yeah.
I've seen this.
So,
oh my
the
God.
Cranberry field worker people have to, oh my God, Blaze with the farting, have to go out into these flooded fields with those like long overalls. And it's a really dangerous job and painful job because these wolf spiders are just trying to climb them and bite them the whole time.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You'd think they'd make a machine for this by
Absolutely
now.
Absolutely not. Mm-mm.
No.
What was it? Maybe 3 years ago, I went to Lake Arrowhead with my mom and like two older sisters and their kids and stuff. And my mom needed her medicine that was in the car. So I walked outside the cabin. It was like at night. Walked outside the cabin to go get the medicine out of the car, mm-hmm. came back. Something in my head just said, like, turn your light on to, like, I think what it was dark, so I couldn't really see. So okay. I turned the light on my flash, on my camera, and there were wolf spiders all over the door. And I was just FaceTiming my mom to come open the door from the other side. And I literally had, like, a video that I'd sent to her via text message where I'm, like, crying, and I'm like, Mom, I need you to come open the door. Like,
no.
It was like something out of Harry Potter. It was insane.
That's disgusting. There
was a couple by the handle. There was a few, but like they were huge spiders. I think just looking for warmth or something. It was. Yeah,
that is foul.
I can't.
I can't do spiders.
I can't.
My sister for a video one time made me hold a tarantula.
I can't. I can't even do that.
It was like a face your fears thing. Mm-mm. And I did. I did it.
Mm-mm.
But no, thank you.
I can't.
Abby called me the other day. Screaming. She's the spider person in our relationship. When there's a spider, she handles it. That's just what it is. But she got traumatized. She called me like hyperventilating. She's like, babe, there's a spider. I was 15 minutes away from home. She's telling me there's a spider. I've never heard her like this. I have never in my life heard her like this. And I was like, oh my God. And I just knew I wasn't gonna be like, babe, you're not scared of spiders. What are you talking about? Because I was like, if she is scared of it,
it's gotta be bad.
That is huge. I coached her through. I was on the phone with her for like 5 minutes. And I was like, I will be home soon if you just want to wait. And she's like, bro, I don't want it to like run under something. I don't want to lose it. So, of course, the cat just walks over and starts batting it, but doesn't actually kill it.
Oh, my gosh. Stevie.
Freaking Stevie. So, finally, I was like, grab a shoe and just, you have to smack it. And I was like, you can't like throw something at it. You can't smush it with a tissue. You have to grab a shoe and smack it. So, she did. And she... Like, she had thrown all the dogs out of the house. Uh-uh. She didn't want them anywhere near it.
Yeah, except
the cat. She's like, get that. That's your job. The cat's like, blah, 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 whatever.
Funny.
This is boring.
Watch this. And this is boring.
So I came home. She had put a tissue over it and then put my shoe on top of that so she didn't have to see it. And so I lifted it up. That thing was so big.
No.
It was huge.
Don't tell me that.
And she was like, I was just sitting on the couch and I saw it out of the corner of my eye. And she sent me a video of it. I'm like, that is half the size of a tarantula. Like, how is that in my house?
Some of the spiders that you find in houses closer to the beach is ridiculous.
Absolutely foul.
The tarantulas are up here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have like, we live where there's a we're butted up against a hill.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we don't ever realize it because we never look up there.
Mm-hmm.
But we're up against, like, no. Hill. I'm in a fire zone.
No.
That's where the tarantulas live.
Mm-mm.
No.
Yeah, like that house I dog sat at in Malibu. Every time I woke up in the morning, there were tarantulas in all the water bowls.
No.
Like, little baby tarantulas. The scary part is you just never... They're so big, but you don't see them coming. It's like, where are you coming from?
It's so gross.
It's absolutely awful.
So, no. I never had a pet spider or snake.
I have a snake.
And I had to capture it.
I did
it one
hold
time.
A little like or a bigger jumping spider at like a reptile expo. But that just like those don't bother me. I think I've seen enough videos where that doesn't bother me. But anything beyond that bothers me.
Nope. They all bother me. What are you doing? Why do you have so many legs?
Yeah.
You don't need that many legs.
The way they move and stuff. Oh, mm-mm. Just the big but the bigger ones are just that like, no, I can't.
Okay. Bleh. Sorry. For anyone who has
I don't even think I could do it for money. I don't. I truly don't think I could.
There's a lot I could do for money. Like I'll do everything but take my clothes off or do illegal drugs
for
money. I saw
this video of, I don't know who it was, but I saw this video of somebody pranking their friend where they brought out their pet tarantula and their friend was asleep and they put it on them. And the person woke up and was just like frozen in fear, like freaking out while this thing's crawling on him. I could never be friends with that person again.
That is so messed up to me. I hate that.
The amount of fear I had just watching that video, I couldn't imagine.
When
being
I did
in
the
that.
Fear video, I consented.
Yeah.
Like, that was my choice. But if someone for a video just put a tarantula on me, oh, God, no.
I would die.
I don't like pranks. I don't do pranks. No. It's April Fool's right now. No one is going to prank me, and I will not prank anyone
Never.
Else.
Never. Especially with someone's biggest fear, that's just cruel.
It's just mean. Pranks, like, it's funny.
Yeah.
Causing someone else emotional or physical pain is not funny.
Yeah.
That's not funny to me.
I agree. Next assumption.
You are quite relaxed yet fun when going out.
Yeah.
How am I when I go out?
I mean, you can be real. I think you are good at being whatever the moment calls for.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's why you're the go-to person. If somebody needs somebody to, like, get everyone's attention and, like, listen, like, you can do that. If we need to, like, rally and get everyone to a certain area, we can do that. You do yeah. that, you know? You're like...
I'm a coordinator of people.
Yeah.
I'm a herder.
Yeah, you're a herder.
I'm a herder. I definitely have fun when I go out.
For sure.
I am on that dance floor the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you go out. Like, you're always fun. Especially, though, when you're going out and you're like, okay, I'm letting loose tonight. Tonight's the night to just
But one of our friends... looked at me and she goes, I've never seen you blacked out. I was like, yeah, I don't do that.
Yeah, no.
I don't do that.
I don't understand. I can't understand that being the goal.
No.
No.
I don't want to. I want to remember
not,
my evening.
It's not fun.
If I drink alcohol, it's just so that I can loosen up a little bit.
Right.
And then so my knees don't hurt when I'm dancing.
I try so hard to hit that point where I'm like drinking throughout the night where I go, anything past this is going to be a problem. This is where I stop.
No, I don't want to feel
crappy.
You don't
feel sick. Yeah, I don't want to feel sick.
I don't
want to
feel crappy.
I want it to be wearing off within an hour to 30 minutes of everyone starting to get ready to go home.
Oh, yeah. Like, by the time I get home, I want to be almost sober, eat my Taco Bell, and go to sleep.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to wake up I don't want to go to sleep feeling sick. I don't want to wake up feeling sick.
The only time I continue raging is like, if I'm spending the night at your house and tomorrow there's a high chance that we're going to do this all over again.
then
I can keep going, but that's still not very often.
Yeah, no, I have a lot of fun going out. But yeah, no, I'm not the person that's like running away, getting into fights, starting stuff.
You're not problematic.
Like, no, I'm not problematic at all. I'm the one taking care of the problematic
people. You don't even,
people.
When you start to drink, it's not like you even like have this alter ego or start getting feisty or like just literally remain the same.
Yeah. I
if anything,
you
become like almost a little more careful. Like,
yeah, I do. Well, cause there's so many girls with us and we have to be careful. We're out. So I'll buy you a drink, but I'll make sure it won't get spiked.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
That's just who I am. All right. Before we move on, I have to change the battery. So let's check to see if we have another sponsor for today. Sponsor. And we're back. Here we are. Oh, no. I just pulled my microphone out of its stand. Hi.
Also readjusting. Okay.
Are you good?
Yeah.
All right. This is the next one. You faked orgasms when you were with men.
Yes.
Are you kidding me? Yes.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry.
There's no easier way to make it end.
Yeah, people are like, don't fake it, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, if you're with someone...
Sometimes the moment calls for it.
Yeah, like if you're... We shouldn't have to. No human being should have to fake an orgasm.
Absolutely.
Okay? I understand that sometimes women, they love their boyfriends so much, but it's just not happening.
Or sometimes it's just somebody you're like, it's the first time you maybe talking to them for a while, and it's just not... what you thought it was going to be.
But you don't want to make them feel bad.
Exactly. Like,
because like, they're not doing anything
wrong. There's times
wrong.
Where it calls for it, but there's obviously times where it calls for you to be like, no.
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
Right.
But sometimes you're like, it's not them. Sometimes you just don't want to. You're just not feeling it. But like, you're like, this is like, I'm not, let's just have
or
it
Or sometimes it is somebody that you're with and you're like, you know what? Tonight is just going to be more for you.
Yeah.
Good night.
But yes, I faked a lot of orgasms. Yeah.
Anyway, next question.
You're kind of bossy in real life. I wanted to get your opinion on this because with Abby, we all know I'm not bossy in the slightest. I am not stubborn and I'm not bossy with Abby.
No.
When Emily worked for me, I was her literal boss. So I was bossy in the fact that I told her what to do for a job. And she would say I was bossy.
Yeah, because you were her boss.
Because I was her boss. But you are just my bestie, who I love.
I think you can be bossy.
Mm-hmm. You won't offend me.
I'm trying to think.
You won't offend me because also this could be a learning opportunity, no, a growing opportunity for me.
I personally have never been offended by anything, but I think you can be bossy. But again, I'm thinking of it more in areas where
I'm like hurting the group.
Yeah, you've needed to be bossy.
Where I'm like, hey, no, we're not going over there. Yeah. Come on. Like,
I think you're really good about. I mean, a lot of the things you do are validated.
Am I in charge or am I bossy? That's the thing. Is if it was like a man, would you consider him bossy?
I'd say yeah, because I think being in charge and being bossy are the same thing in my mind.
Okay, so for me, the word bossy seems like a negative.
Oh no, bossy to me seems like I'm bossy. I'm the one that you all hate.
Okay, but like
sassy.
Sassy. Okay,
bossy.
Okay.
Sassy. Kind of like, hey, you got to do this, this, and this, but love you. You know?
Yeah, that is me.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's why also we're thinking of it in different ways because our perception of the word is different.
I think that's a big thing for a lot of people is it depends on how
words matter to me. Now, if you use the words like you come off as like a micromanager to me, or you come off as like being like petty, like those kind of things.
Or people have to do it your way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I'm those.
No.
But I do agree that I will take charge. Like, hey, everyone, the Ubers are outside. Let's go. Come on.
For sure.
You have we're ordering Taco Bell. Here's my phone. Order your food. You order your food.
Yeah.
Cause
when Dylan's like ordering his food and then he gets to talking to somebody and you're like, hey, finish.
We're all hungry.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't mind taking on that role.
Yeah. It's bossy, but it's needed.
It's not like a,
you're not being rude.
No, and I'm not doing it for like my benefit. Yeah. It's always for the group thing.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, I'm not.
I can't think of a moment where it's just been us, and I'm like, "Wow, you're being really bossy to me."
Yeah, I would never like just tell you to go do something for me.
No,
but I'll tell you.
If anything, you're always like, "Hey, there's this thing, and you don't have to." But
yeah, I was like, "Are you able to do a podcast, please? If you can't, please don't."
I'm like, "Oh, I might leave at this time." You're like, you know. Like, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to make it obvious that I just really wasn't expecting that in the schedule.
I wanted you to be here longer. Yeah. So I would say I'm bossy in the I take charge sense, not in the selfish, lazy, I want everyone to do princess thing sense.
I agree.
Okay. All right. Someone said, you only truly relax when you're sick.
You don't even relax when you're sick.
So false.
So false.
Joke's on you.
You barely relax when you're asleep. I swear the other day you were asleep and I saw your fingers going like this, like you were typing.
I got work to do, okay? Oh, man.
Relax.
When you're old, you're going to have the mask short lesbian haircut.
No.
No.
No diss to anyone who has that.
Correct.
Will not allow you to become
that. Thank you. Thank you.
You need your long hair.
I actually very much enjoy having long hair. I like having a little bit of a femme side. Like, I like more of an androgynous.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I mask, and I'm definitely not femme. I like the chapstick, androgynous, athletic middle ground. And I think my hair keeps me there.
Yeah. If you cut your hair short when you're old, I'm calling you Barbara. I don't know why.
Shout out to all the Barbaras out there.
Right. Like from Shark Tank. Isn't that her name?
Barbara, yeah. I almost said Barbara Streisand.
Why did that name come to my head too?
No, but like the short haircut definitely works. There's some masked lesbians.
For sure.
That when they get their haircut, I'm like, that was the goddamn
move
for you.
Just not letting you become one of them.
I'm just not that because you know I like to have a femme side.
Yeah.
I have like tiny little things about me that I keep me femme.
Keep it long.
I like my hair long.
You will always. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a part of me. And I'm not one that like, there's so many lesbians that just always keep it up in like a bun. And it's like, they don't know what they're doing with it. I'm like, they're just holding on to it, but they don't like their hair.
Right. When was the last time you even had it short?
Junior year of college, I got it a bob.
Oh. And you just been growing it since then? What year was that?
I want to say 2010, 2011. Okay. But like my hair grows so quick.
Yeah.
So if I did have a short haircut, I have to get my haircut once a week.
Mm. That's the thing about getting short hair too, is you have whatever style works for you, like your face and everything, you have to keep it there. Because once it starts growing and
It was so annoying to grow out.
I will never. The cutting my hair those few years ago when I did, I just, no. I've never got it to this day, every day.
My hair has been long for many a year since.
Yes. Next assumption.
Someone said, you do not like birds.
That's true.
That's false.
I don't. You won't let me have one and keep it at your
house. Yeah, because I think it's stupid to capture a bird. A bird needs to fly.
So what I'm hearing is hate.
I hate when people capture birds and don't let them live to their full. I love birds so much. I hate seeing them in captivity.
You birds have never once expressed it in that way.
Well, I didn't think you I had to. I didn't it. Think. No, I, no. I, you just think I was being
they're
stubborn?
They're loud and they're gross and they poop everywhere.
I literally have never said these words to you. You know, if
maybe
I'm being
Dylan.
Stubborn, I have a reason. Yeah, it was Dylan, not me.
Or Abby, maybe.
Yeah. She loves birds too. She's
she does.
She's a birdie.
No, yeah. You like birds. You just
like
don't
birds.
Want one in your house.
I don't want to cap. I don't. What's the point? That and fish. What is the point of that? Cats and dogs, they do things with you. They cuddle. They like dogs protect.
You can bond with birds. It's just the really expensive ones that you have to put in your will because they live forever.
No, I don't like that much responsibility.
Yeah. I love birds.
Animals is for a phase of my life. Like each dog I get, each cat I get, it's for, like in a phase. Blaze is like, oh God, he keeps farting. Blaze was for my early adulthood.
Right.
Miso's going to go with me to my golden years.
Right.
Okay. But then after that, we'll see what happens. But like a bird that lives 70 years.
Yeah.
No.
You'd have to get one that's like 30 years already.
Yeah. That's not happening.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
You know, you like them. You just don't want to own one.
Yeah. Like, I think they're cool.
Yeah. I like
them. Parrots kind of freak me out that they can talk, but that's fine.
I think they're awesome.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to need you to be truthful with this one.
Oh, no.
You can be a bit of a narcissist. Sorry, no shade. Love you so much. Do I give narcissistic traits?
Do me a favor and read the definition of a narcissist to me. Just
oh,
to make
please. Because
sure
I do believe you are correct that the term of narcissist.
I mean, my idea of a narcissist is somebody who's not capable of feeling empathy or being empathetic.
A person. Okay, hold on. A narcissist. A person who has an excessive interest in or admiration of themselves. I am cocky. Narcissists who think the world revolves around them. So do I think the world does or should revolve around me?
I don't think so, because I feel like you're very willing to like
cater to others.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Should we look up the 5 signs to help you
yes,
spot a narcissist?
Let's do that. Let's do that.
Okay.
Because I can't like, I mean,
oh, there's types of narcissism.
Yes. It's like covert narcissist.
Yeah. Vulnerable narcissism. Okay.
That's narcissism.
Still being studied and explored, they say. Okay. So people with a sense of entitlement.
Okay.
That they are superior to others and deserve special treatment. Okay. They have a manipulative behavior. So they're manipulative or controlling.
Do you feel like you're that way? Do you feel like you're superior to people?
No. When I'm out in public, I am the general public. I believe
But when
that.
You're at home, you're like, I'm better
but I'm,
than everyone.
I'm still not top dog in my own home, okay?
Is there one that has a symptom for like top dog in home, but not outside of home?
I'm
just kidding.
I'm not the top dog in my home. My
That's
cat
very
is.
True. That's very true. I don't think so. I think the fact that you're even questioning it proves that you're not,
right.
You know?
The manipulative behavior, though. I know that I know how to manipulate people, but I purposely don't because I think it's fucked up.
Okay.
But, and then need for admiration. I do have a little bit of that.
I see. The hard part is that some of these qualities are okay when you don't add them in with all the other things that come with being a narcissist.
A lack of empathy. So I think I empathize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what the difference between empathy and sympathy is?
You told me once and I forgot.
Do
you remember?
I'm trying to remember. sympathize is when if I were to say, oh, I'm so upset because I failed this test the other day. And your like immediate response is kind of like, oh my God, like I failed a test once. It's like you're sympathizing with me because you've been through that before.
Oh, okay.
Empathize is when you can feel for that person in their situation, like, even though you've never been through, like, oh, my mom, like,
that must suck.
She passed away from cancer. And you're like, oh, I can't even imagine how that would be because you haven't had that experience.
Oh, I do both of those things.
Yes, yes.
Okay, good.
Hopefully I'm right, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Arrogance. So people with narcissism already see themselves as superior to others. So they may be rude or abusive when they don't receive the treatment they think or they deserve.
I don't think I've ever seen you be abusive.
No. Okay. And ever. Then how to deal with a narcissist. Okay. I think I'm cocky. And but only because it's funny.
I was going to say, I think you're cocky for fun.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. I don't think you're actually like a dick cocky. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know I'm attractive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's good.
That's great.
That's confidence.
But, yeah. I'm trying to think like a cocky, like if you were to walk out and Abby's like, oh my gosh, baby, you look so good today. And you're just like, I look good every day.
No, I know. Okay.
And you just have like a genuine like attitude about it. But oh, instead no. You're like, oh.
I get all giddy.
Yeah.
All right.
I'd say no.
If I ever seem narcissistic.
But
call
maybe
me out.
It can come across that way to some viewers on your videos because I feel like you're very confident in your videos.
Yeah. Well, I'm alone in my home and I can edit me.
No. Yeah. It's a good thing.
All right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. Someone said they assume I don't have much social anxiety. I don't.
No. You're pretty.
I feel sometimes some situations are awkward.
Yeah.
If I want to hold a conversation with a person, I can. I rarely want to hold a conversation with someone. So a situation might get awkward because I'm like, I literally don't want to bring forth the effort to talk.
Yeah, no, you don't have social anxiety.
No, I can go out and be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're comfortable saying and doing nothing at all or like being completely involved.
Yes.
Yeah.
Someone says you give zero fucks.
You give some fucks.
I give some, depending on the situation.
Yeah. Out of 100, maybe like
30, 20.
Yeah, that's a good number.
Yeah.
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 I was going to say 12.
Your septum piercing smells cheesy.
No. Only you can answer that.
I don't.
I mean, just like you have real jewelry like me. So my real jewelry never has like a. I used to have fake jewelry and my jewelry never has a scent to it.
None of my jewelry gets like crusty or dirty or gross.
Especially because it's constantly being washed. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nope.
I don't think it smells cheesy. Not Abby would say something. You were a player before your girlfriend.
Screaming. Do they know you?
No. So I have to remember that people sometimes only see me on one platform.
Oh, I guess.
So there's people that follow me just on Instagram.
Yeah.
And don't watch any of my stuff.
I didn't even think about that.
I'm the least player on the planet. I'm a serial monogamous.
The only player in her is when she's doing sports.
And even then, I'm like, hey, this is fun, right, guys? Let's play.
Yeah.
No, I was in a committed relationship for 7 years. And then once that ended, I gave myself a break and didn't date anyone because it was also during COVID.
Right.
And I waited for my therapist to give me the green light to start dating. And she pushed me to do it. And then I got on a dating site and I was on there for all of 3 days and then met Abigail.
And then here we are.
And then that's it. So honestly, I didn't have time. I've never gone to a bar to try to pick someone up.
No.
I haven't gone never on multiple first dates.
Or really like flirt with somebody in person and just be like, hey, how do I get the person across the room to come talk to
me? I've never done a one night stand.
Yeah.
Abby was like, are you sure? Like when we started like seriously dating, like right before we seriously dated, she's like, are you sure you don't need a hoe phase, a slut phase? Like, are you sure you don't need that to get that out of your system?
Because I
don't
want to figure out what you want.
Yeah, she's like, I don't want to get years deep with you. And you're like, shit, I never got to go explore. I'm like, yeah, I don't have that desire.
Yeah.
I have no desire to do that.
If only you saw the last 8 years of my life.
Like, I am so happy to just have I have a hot girlfriend.
Right.
I win. Like, I don't, that's what you go dating for.
Right.
Is to find,
you're I don't know. I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm good. And then I will end on this one.
Okay.
You wear outdoor shoes in your house.
No, you guys do pretty good, right?
I always keep my shoes on. Abby,
you are always walking through.
Abby gets home, immediately puts her comfies on and her slippers.
Yeah.
I will stay in my street clothes and wear my shoes.
Man, there's some days where I it's a long day. I have to just make dinner, get through the rest of the day before I really get to change. But for the majority of the time, I come home and I'm like, grabbing comfy clothes to the bathroom. Gotta take my end of the day pee.
End of the day pee.
And by the time I'm done peeing, all my clothes are off and I'm getting in my like comfy clothes.
Man, it takes a lot for me to get
it. It was a struggle for me to tell that story.
It was. You're okay. It's the end of the podcast. We're tired. I have so many more assumptions, but that's all the time we're going to have for today.
That was great.
I will have Abby read the other ones. There are some that have to do with things only Abby would know.
Yes.
So you wish.
That'll be fun. Well, when I watch the podcast, I'll know.
Oh, you already know everything. All right. I love you guys. Please subscribe. Please follow. Please watch old episodes if you haven't. It helps me out. Follow Joy on Instagram.
Woo.
Follow me everywhere. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Rachel Uncensored, the only place on the internet where you can find the uncensored version of me, Rachel Ballinger. I hope you enjoyed. If you did, please like, subscribe, or follow, or do whatever this platform tells you to do so that you can get notified every time I post a new episode. Love ya!
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the side?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you. Find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.